All right, I'm going to try. I just came up with this on the fly here, okay? I'm going to try a new segment.
Okay.
If it doesn't go well, we'll never do it again. If I brought it up with Danny, he would just shoot it down and probably not do it. But I think you'll play nicer.
Do you want me to do that since it's Danny? I'm
you could. Yeah, you're Danny. Pretending to be Danny today, so you could absolutely just say I'm not willing to do this.
Okay.
So I want to play a little retweet or quote tweet, okay?
Okay.
So here's my idea. I'm going to give you some takes going through some NFL teams and divisions. And if you agree with me, you just retweet it. You don't need to add any editorializing.
Got it.
But if you don't agree with it necessarily, go ahead and throw out a quote tweet.
I like this.
And make the change.
Yes.
Okay.
I like this.
So we'll go to the AFC East here, spinning you around the NFL on Grant and Danny. Toby Altizer are in alongside today. There is no team in the AFC East that can really push the Buffalo Bills. They will run away with this division and hide. I don't know that they go 13-4 like they did last year. I think they probably win 12 games, could even be 11 games. But I think they win this division by multiple games when it's all said and done.
Retweet.
No need to editorialize.
Yeah, nothing to add there.
All right, here's my second take on the AFC East. Non-Hard Knocks division, but relevant to the Commanders on the practice field today. The New England Patriots, who were 4-13 last year, will be one of the better stories in the AFC this football season. I think Drake May is really, really good, and with better talent around him, will make a gigantic year two leap. I loved what they did defensively. They added starters Milton Williams from the Eagles, Robert Spillane from the Raiders, Harold Landry, pass rusher, Titans, Carlton Davis, $20 million a year, corner from the Lions. On offense, you mentioned they brought in Stephon Diggs and Mac Hollins. They also brought in Morgan Moses. They also drafted two new starters on the offensive line, including stout left tackle Will Campbell, who protected Jaden Daniels' blind side at LSU as a junior. I think New England is an 8 or 9 win team and will have a huge turnaround this year.
Yeah, I mean, I was thinking maybe the defense wouldn't be good enough, but looking at the names on here, they're not bad, so I'll retweet that one.
Okay, very good. Let's move on then. So the AFC East, 2-for-2 with retweets. Let's go to the AFC North. Aaron Rodgers struggles enough that we are having conversations as to whether or not they should be starting Will Howard by the end of the year.
Quote tweet. No, I think Rodgers is going to be fine. I think he's going to give you solid, I would say, middle of the pack type production, which should be enough to get them close to being in the playoffs, potentially even into the playoffs, because that defense should be really, really good again. And I think they're going to try to play Pittsburgh Steelers football and hand the ball off to Caleb Johnson, Jaylen Warren, those guys a lot. And so Rodgers is going to have to make, you know, 10, 15 throws a game that are going to win the thing for him, but he's not going to have to throw the ball 30 and 40 times like he used to. I think they're going to try to get back to the old Steelers ground and pound and defense. And I think because of that, Rodgers isn't going to have so much on his shoulders that he's going to struggle enough. He'll go middle of the pack, but I do think that Will Howard is kind of what they're looking at for the future of that team.
You're running out of characters. I hope you paid for a blue check mark on your quote.
I did.
Defensive coordinator Al Golden will help the Bengals fix their problems. Their defense will be good enough that they are not only back in the playoffs, but they are playing in an AFC championship game this year.
I'll try to limit my characters on this one. I'll quote tweet this one. Their defense will be good enough for them to get into the playoffs, but their defense isn't going to be that good.
Is it good enough, though, that they could go on a run? Like, their offense, to me, is going to be arguably the best in the NFL. It's going to be top five. I think if they have the 20th best defense in the league, they could play for a conference championship game. They won their last five games last year. Everyone talks about them having one of the worst defenses in the league. They were 5-0 down the stretch when they finally made some winning time plays.
I think it's good enough for them to go on a run because it's similar to Washington's defense last year. Just don't blow the game, please. Just keep us in it, and the quarterback will go win it.
All right. Retweet or quote tweet. AFC West. I believe that we'll have three playoff teams out of the AFC West again. Last year, the Chiefs at 15 wins, the Chargers at 11 wins, the Broncos at 10 wins. I think all three of those teams make the playoffs again this year.
That's a tough one because I think you could see three teams out of the AFC North, but yeah, I'll retweet this one. Yeah,
I just think the Chargers with Jim Harbaugh, really, really good. They're going to be hard to play. They're going to run the football. They've taken a lot off Herbert's plate. I know it didn't look this way in the playoffs, but he was very responsible. I think he only threw three or four picks all of last year. And then I know this is a little bit of a hot take. I am buying Denver and Bo Nix and Sean Payton, and I think their defense is special. They could have one of the best defenses in the sport. They're going to be top 10. I'll bet anything on that. I think they're probably going to be top 5. So then you add in Nix and Payton and a couple of the weapons they've got now, being able to run the ball better. Why wouldn't, if all three of those teams are healthy, why couldn't all three of those teams go 10-plus wins again?
Yeah, I mean, if you just look at the two divisions I mentioned, AFC North, I have more questions about the Pittsburgh Steelers than I do about the Denver Broncos. Obviously, the Browns aren't making it. I don't think the Raiders will make it in those divisions. So then it comes down to the Ravens and Bengals could still make it, and then three teams out of the AFC West make it, and then you just get your team out of the AFC South and AFC East. I don't think that's far-fetched.
No, I agree. New England would be the team out of the East that could be frisky. Maybe a Colts team out of the South, or Jacksonville, I guess, possibly, although they were 4-13 last year. But let's end our retweet, quote tweet, AFC version in the South right now with this. Team to watch in the AFC and a coach that has a legitimate chance at coach of the year, Liam Cohen in Jacksonville. He gets Trevor Lawrence right, and the 4-13 Jags double their win total this year.
Yeah, retweet.
You're in on Jacksonville.
Yeah, I mean, I don't necessarily think they're going to make the playoffs, but...
here's another one. Daniel Jones ends up starting 13 or more games for the Colts this season.
No, that's not going to happen.
You think it's a lot of Anthony Richardson?
I think it's still going to be a decent bit of Anthony Richardson. I think
from the beginning or because Jones gets benched? Anthony Richardson stinks.
He stinks, but... Daniel Jones isn't giving you anything either.
Right, but Daniel Jones might be able to run their offense better than a guy who can't.
I don't think he starts 13 games, but it's probably closer to half and half.
But so then what's that breakdown? Like, does Richardson get... I know he's starting their preseason opener this weekend.
Yeah, I don't know. It might be Daniel Jones because of the fact that Richardson has had the stuff in the offseason, and it's kind of... he might be a slow starter in training camp here with some of the time missed, even though he's starting that first preseason game. But I can't think that Daniel Jones is going to be so good that he keeps the job all year.
So basically, your point, and I think I would actually retweet this from you, is their quarterback situation is to the extent that whoever starts can't finish.
Like, correct.
Someone's getting benched, and the other guy's going to play a bunch.
Correct.
I think that's probably true. Maybe you give Richardson 2 or 3 or 4 games or something. Let me look at their schedule. A lot of times, that's how you make the decision is, do you have a... you know, if you have a really tough early schedule... you almost throw one guy to the wolves, and the guy that you prefer to start more games comes in after
that.
Not
a bad schedule to start.
Dolphins week one, then the Broncos, Titans, so you could win 2 of those games. Then you've got the Rams, then you've got the Raiders. 3 winnable games out of their first 5. Cardinals. Yeah, I mean, they actually don't have a bad schedule in general here.
No.
But whoever starts should be able to at least get them 2 or 3 wins in their first 5 games. All right, there you go. Retweet or quote tweet. Should we toss that one out or we feel all right about it?
I think Danny would hate that one, but yes. I kind of like it.
It has to do with like technology, and it's not just named like agree or disagree.
Yeah.
So he would not probably love it that much.
No, we'll have to come up with another way to phrase it for Danny, but I do like that segment.
I think he would be okay with like cosine or make a secondary point.
Sure.
Like, he would want me to very clearly describe the actual segment.
Or we could maybe come up with some Star Wars reference or something of that nature. We had to figure out what worked with that. But
that would be Chewbacca or Han Solo. We should name it that.
Yeah, something like that.